Anik, you've chosen to take part in workshops which are taking place both in the Kingston Orthodox and the Kingston Liberal Synagogue to inform local school children about the past and your experiences. What's it like reliving your childhood?
Well, it's very difficult at times, because as I'm growing older, I realize that maybe my life would have been quite different had the war not happened. I don't know if you're aware that of my story, but actually, I was 2 months old when things happened, when we were arrested and taken to a prison. It was a school transformed into a prison with my mother, her sister, who also had a daughter. Her daughter was a year old, and as I already said, I was 2 months, and my grandparents. And my cousin and myself, we were both smuggled out of the prison. And then my cousin had her father, who had another three sisters, who brought my cousin up. As for myself, I was brought up by the lady who took me out of the prison, who I had to be baptized, because it was the only way they could actually keep me. And I was then brought up as a Catholic. And I only discovered that I was Jewish when I was 17 years old.
Oh, gosh.
So it's, I don't remember really. I don't have the feeling of what happened during the war, because when you're a baby, what can you remember? But all I know is I learned of the story. I used to hear the story being told so often that I feel sometimes that I really remember, which is impossible.
How important do you think it is to educate this generation?
Extremely important, even more now. I mean, we have to learn to accept each other. I always tell those young people that what is very, very important is, religion or race should not matter. We should all remember that we are human beings, and we should learn to respect and accept each other.
Do you think we've learned anything from the past?
I wonder. So many things happened since the Second World War. I just wonder, and that makes me very sad. That's one of the main reasons, one of the reasons why I do give those talks to different schools and going to synagogues where they bring the children, because I think it is so very important that children should learn about it. And I owe it to my family and my mother especially to talk about it, to be their voice.
Thank you very much.